This is episode number 2388 of the Who Cares News for Friday, February 17th, 2023.
The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Ryan Seacrest is leaving Live with Kelly and Ryan.
Wow.
And Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos, is taking his place. I guess they didn't want to go through that long national
nightmare.
Well,
y'all, I didn't want to do that again with the straight hand thing and everything else. Yeah. And plus, they already went through everybody that possibly could have been a co-host for her six years ago. So
it just leaves her husband.
Yeah, he's the only one left on the face of the planet that would work with her. And that might end up being a divorce problem later down the road. I don't know if this is a smart move, guys.
This whole spouse TV stuff doesn't really ever work out good.
Yeah, you know, look at the flipper-flop guys.
Yeah.
That didn't work. But you know what, though? Huh. You know, seriously, though, it's linear TV. Live is still the number one talk show, daytime talk show. So it's got some room, some wiggle room to get knocked off its perch.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And I got to say, when you look at Kelly Ripa and Marcus Wells, they never really matched to me. I mean,
yeah, they don't.
He's hot.
Yeah, and she's okay, but she's also older than him by a year. Did you know that?
No.
She's older than him. They've got three kids together.
So what?
Yeah, well, whatever.
He's delicious.
Well, and maybe this will work.
Maybe. So it's something. So Ryan was saying.
Yeah. Yeah, remember Ryan? Ryan's still there, right?
He broke the bittersweet news. 16 minutes into yesterday's episode.
Oh, my gosh. Zoom through to 16 minutes in your YouTube. There you go.
So he goes, this is something that Kelly and I have been talking about for a long time, and it was a tough, tough decision. So last year we spoke.
Wow.
And I made the decision to make my last season as a co-host.
Oh, okay. So
Ryan's going to leave the show when American Idol starts from Los Angeles later this spring.
Yeah, I think he wants to move home.
And he said he was only supposed to be here for 6 years. I mean, for 3 years.
Yeah.
But stayed for six.
Yeah, and I understand they do talk to one another, unlike, you know, Strahan and Kelly, because they didn't talk at all.
Right.
They only spoke through their reps. Remember that?
It was like
they didn't say a word to each other.
So. No, they seem to actually be friends.
They're friends. I think they're friends, yeah.
So now ABC's reportedly been in talks with Mark since last summer.
How does that
happen?
To
replace Ryan because they knew he would be leaving.
Can't Kelly just go home and say, hey, hun, you want to be my co-host? Or does his rep have to get involved? I mean, that's really weird.
Well,
when
here's
you think
what Mark
it.
Says.
What does he say?
Mark says, I can't believe after all these years of listening to you talk for free, I found a way to get paid for it. Is this a great country or what?
It's a great country, Mark. It's a great country, by God. Now, can you stand being with your wife for 15 minutes every morning at 9 o'clock when you just got up and got done with hair and makeup? I mean, really. It's like, I guess it'll be all right. You know, Regis and his wife would always, she would fill in. Joy would fill in.
Yeah, Joy
time.
Was pretty cool.
Great. She was great. So anyway, good luck to the Consuelos. And of course, to Ryan Seacrest. Well, you know what? He's Seacrest. Nothing bad's going to happen to that guy.
No, he just keeps going.
Yeah, he keeps going. He's the Energizer Bunny.
The Energizer Bunny.
I was going to say that something.
Sounds
like something that rhymes with Energiner.
Something about
Energina.
Batteries and such. Doggies, it's going to be that kind of a show. Orlando Bloom's connection with fiance Katy Perry continues to blossom. Continues to bloom and blossom.
Bloom.
Even with differences. Orlando recently detailed how he and Katy approach their relationship and careers, particularly when it comes to creative expression.
Hey, do you think these guys are going to last? I mean, we don't hear too much about them anymore.
They're pretty private.
Not only are they pretty private, but they didn't get married yet. They were going to get married 3 years ago.
Well, there was the thing called COVID.
I got that. But now they could get married.
They could. And
but
they
now
will.
She's busy. They've had the baby.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. But I'm just wondering because they had made such plans to get married. They were going to do like a destination wedding.
In Japan.
All of that. Yeah. And now all of a sudden the brakes have been put on. So it makes me wonder.
I sometimes wonder because they've had some bumps, but then again they seem unusually happy.
But you don't see them together very often. Like, they don't do red carpets anymore.
No.
She's busy doing Idol. I get it.
Neither one of them go to red carpets.
I get it. Yeah.
I mean, when's Orlando Bloom? When was his last movie? Has he been working or is he living off Katie?
No, I think he's working. I heard he's doing a reality show.
He says we're in two very different pools.
There comes the water thing again with him. What's with the water thing?
Well, he says her. I know he's probably naked.
He's
when
probably
he's
naked,
about
of course. Yeah.
Paddleboarding.
Yeah.
Her pool is not a pool that I necessarily understand, and I think my pool is not a pool that she necessarily understands.
Wow.
So sometimes
the metaphor there, though.
Things are really, really, really challenging.
But I'm pretty sure he jumps in her pool as much as he wants.
He probably does.
For sure.
So
Pretty sure.
He put three reallys in there. So
yeah,
really, it wasn't like really, really challenging or
really.
Yeah. And he says, I won't lie.
Well, so, you know what? Now, Katie was on Kyle Ajakio in Australia last year, and she said everything was just fine. They're getting ready to figure out the next place to go for the destination wedding. They said, but the variance is what she said. But
I mean, they seem fine. Now, okay, so Orlando went on to say that their relationship is definitely never a dull moment. So while he's not doing movies these days, no, but he's on a Peacock show that sees him take on extreme outdoor activities,
ooh,
which he said left Katie stressed.
Okay, all right. Well, I think that's a good sign.
Yeah,
it's a good sign. She's stressed because he's obviously in peril in this thing. Sounds like he's kind of like doing a survivalist
like a type, Bear Grylls
type.
Yeah,
thing. Well, maybe not that extreme, but certainly extreme enough for cameras. I don't know. The guy that was on Naked and Afraid had a penis accident this last week. Yeah,
ooh.
Yeah. That that's not going to end well.
Uh-oh.
It's not going to end well.
What happened?
I don't know. I saw the headline. I'm going like, penis accident? Oh, no.
That was the headline?
On Naked and Afraid. Oh, no. Never watched that damn show. But you know, that show's going to leave a mark.
People do wear clothes for a reason.
That's
it's
right.
Not just for a fashion
statement. It's for protection. With our apologies to Katy Perry because she didn't have a chance to speak up. And Halle Berry, more Who Cares next week. Have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.